At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earning representations of some independent Optavia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia is derived from successful sales efforts, which required hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Optavia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to Optavia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent Optavia coaches operating in the US, please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of US coaches under the US compensation plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent Optavia coaches operating in the US under the US compensation plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's community call. We're going to give people a few minutes to come on in. Welcome, everybody. If you have an opportunity into the chat to go ahead and put in where you're coming from, I'd like to see that. In the chat, come on in. Look at all these amazing places across the United States. And guys, we're also in Hong Kong and Singapore right now, and it's Thursday morning over there. It's 8:30. That's crazy to even think about that it's the next day already. So that's pretty fascinating to me. We're going to go about another 30 seconds or so and kick this call off. Are we excited tonight, guys? Are we excited for Elements 18? Elements 18, exercise is the gift to yourself. So still coming on in. Nice work, everybody. Way to just dedicate a little time to your health and your community by jumping on these calls. Such an important opportunity. So much great information. The speakers are always awesome. So I look forward to introducing you to some of our team tonight, some of the people who are going to be talking about their health journeys and their coaching journeys later on for the later call. So stick on for that for sure. All right, guys, let's dive into this. So exercise is your gift to yourself. How many of you guys right now are exercising? How many of you, like, if we look at our elements in our life book, is this one of your favorite elements, or is this one of your most feared or scared element, okay? What is that for you? Because I know it's different for everybody. So is this something that you get extremely excited about and you're like, I'm at that spot where I get to increase my activity, or are you kind of worried about it? Well, if you're worried about it, don't worry about it, because we're going to talk about different ways of how you can actually ease into exercise and why it's important for your overall success. All right, my name's Casey Mitzel. I'm a certified independent health coach with Optavia. This is my wife, Candy. She's not able to join us tonight, but she's here with us, just, you know, cheering us on in the background. So she was the first original health coach in her family. She was the one that had the common sense to be like, we need to do this and we need to help people with this. And then she brought me on, happily brought me on to do this with our clients and our coaches. So this has been an amazing journey for us. We'll get more into that into the later call. But if you guys would take a little bit of time here and just in the comments below or in the poll that will come up, let us know if you're a coach, a client, or a guest. Are you a coach, client, or guest? We'd like to know who's all coming on here, and take just a minute to do that, and then we'll move on. And we will not see the answers to this, but we'll see some answers to some of the polls that are going to be coming up here. So as you already know, because you're talking about Elements 18, so you have your life book. And if you do want to have it with you tonight, it's probably a good idea to pull it out. We'll be referencing some pages in here that can go along with our discussion tonight, so you can kind of see where they're located. But Elements 18, and part of our support materials here is Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health and the second edition. And then all of it's meant to work together. So your life book, your app, and the Habits of Health book, and it just all works seamlessly together so that you can just extend your health journey and learn how to get the most out of it. All right. So here's our agenda for tonight. We're going to talk about mindset, understanding the three core goals of the Habits of Health motion system. We're going to get into skill set, explore what a typical week of scheduled exercises will look like, and then we'll get into action. Create your healthy motion plan and share that with your coach. Probably one of the most important things you can do is share that with your coach for accountability. So exercise or exercise activity thermogenesis or EAT, we all want to eat, right? Our EAT helps you optimize your health through specific, regularly scheduled exercises that boost your energy expenditure and significantly improve your all-around health. Okay. And that's what it's all about, really, right, guys? So three core goals of our Habits of Health motion system is we want to increase energy expenditure, we optimize cardiovascular health, and we build a strong, healthy support system of bones and muscles. Okay, so let's dive into that a little bit and see why that's important. But number one, we want to increase energy expenditure. Now, the great news is that our NEAT program does a lot of that already. In fact, our NEAT activity is the lion's share of our total calories that we burn throughout the day. And this is already your 10,000 steps. And then of course you're fidgeting, you're standing, you're the pep in the step that you have. Because as we go through the journey of your phase one and optimizing your weight loss, what happens is we tend to have more energy. We feel better, we do a lot more stuff. So you find yourself doing your chores more happily, you're whistling while you're working, you're doing that kind of stuff. It burns more calories that way. And that is essentially our NEAT points, our NEAT activity. Now, as we get into EAT or exercise activity, this is actually planned activity. So this is you saying, I'm purposely working out today. My goal is to increase my cardio output, or to do a little bit of resistance training, or depending on what phase you're in, you might even be adding high intensity interval training. So, well, we're not gonna get to Deborah yet because I wanna talk just a little bit more about this and why this is important. So as you drop body fat and reduce your weight, you have another big part of your total energy expenditure is your BMR. Well, your BMR comes down as you drop body fat and you drop weight. So what we need to do is increase our activity to make sure that we keep that calorie deficit in a value that's going to allow us to continue to drop body fat, providing that your goal is to continue to drop body fat. Eventually, we're going to get to a spot where we just want to reach our total energy expenditure in calories in our food and then also in our activity so that we're just living happy, thriving, active lives. So that's really where this is all going. And that's why we increase that. Now, when we get into the bone structure and the muscle structure, we have the ability to do the things that we want to do for a lifetime. So when we have strong muscles and bones, we're not limited to activities in our 70s, 80s, 90s, and into our hundreds because our bodies will be more preserved and ready to take on the day. So let's get into our first guest, guys. This is Deborah Amar. She is an independent certified OptiVia health coach. And she's going to talk a little bit about how the Elements 18 impacted her overall life. So, Deborah.
Hello, everyone. I'm excited to be here and share a little bit about my story tonight. You know, when I first embarked on my health journey and I was looking for a program, well, I didn't know what I was looking for. I thought I was really looking for an exercise program. I thought I was going to have to really work the weight off. And so I had some preconceived ideas about exercise when I started. And then I came to find that, you know, the number one most important thing was focusing on my nutrition. And when I found that out, I was a little skeptical, but I went all in and I tried it out and I fell in love with our program. And just having the Habits of Health, having my coach to be able to guide me through it was amazing. And then having this community that so many of the members of community have become like family to me. So fast forward a little bit through my health journey, you know, I've been able to lose 73 pounds and I'm maintaining that loss. But, you know, it came time when I needed to do a little bit more. I had so much energy from fueling my body and you know, I was gaining confidence and feeling like I could do more. So, you know, I started with some, you know, the walking program, increasing my cardio, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, then you wonder, okay, now what? How do I move forward? You know, I want to, you know, change the way my body feels. I want to, I have a certain goal of how I want to look and think, activities that I want to take on. So, you know, how do I start to improve my actual fitness and overall health? So I started increasing my exercise. I looked for activities where I could get involved with other people. A little scary at first, but I think one of my biggest tips is that you can modify anything. And I have found one coach that I had always told me, you know, if it's work for you, it's work. So your intensity level varies. It shouldn't be compared to my intensity level is nowhere near what Casey's is. And we should never compare it, but we can both be at 70 to 90% of our intensity when we're doing high intensity interval training. So, you know, I was able to start to incorporate more resistance training, start to, you know, I have a goal right now to do 3 high intensity interval training workouts a week, and then also do my resistance training. I do take rest days. I sometimes find that, you know, just getting started is what I need, and I can get through the workout and I feel great when it's done. But some things that I've been able to accomplish because I've been able to improve my strength and my overall fitness is just really achieving optimal health. And now I'm kind of pushing to the next level, even where I'm going for ultra health, which is something I never imagined that I would be doing. And so, yeah, that is really, you know, I feel like I've taken control over my health. I almost feel like I'm aging backwards. I don't know if it's but I have the ability to just go and take on new challenges. I've started learning to play golf, which is something I never thought I would do. You know, I've done stand-up paddleboarding, and it's just an amazing journey, and it's a journey that never ends. So
yeah, the doors that have been opened just because of your ability to be more physically fit and more active. I mean, the sky's the limit. You can do just about anything that you put your mind to it now. And you have that confidence to know that through hard work and practice, you'll be able to pretty much accomplish whatever you want to. So thanks for sharing, Deborah. That was awesome. So guys, we're going to go into a poll, and I'm interested in how many minutes of EAT activity are you doing right now daily? Would you say none, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or 45 plus minutes? So go ahead and submit this, and we will get an update later on in our call to see exactly where you are. All right, so let's talk about the 3 progressive levels of EAT, and Deborah hit on several of them. So level 1 is our walking and our fitness program. Now, we are not relying on exercise for weight loss, okay? Remember, we get our NEAT activity, we get our 10,000 steps. That pretty much covers a big chunk of our total energy expenditure. So that's where we're really tapping into stored body fat during that time. So we don't have to worry about the exercise component to enhance additional body fat loss, because that's already pretty much covered. But the benefits, of course, from the cardiovascular is going to now be covered through increasing our EAT activity through our walking and fitness program. And then our level 2 is as we build lean body mass, strength, and in a way, endurance for the muscular system. That's going to be hugely important, not only for bone health, but for structural integrity and for everything that we want to do in active activities. So one of the huge things, like if you are one of those people that said that you're a little bit worried about fitness, and as you get into the stages of the different phases of our program, remember, this is a gift to yourself. And the reason why is because it actually becomes easier as you get lighter. It's easier to do. How many people love burpees? Like, put in the chat if you absolutely love burpees. And if you don't know what a burpee is, just imagine a really horrific push-up into a stand-up and a jump. But it's easier to do that at half of the body weight than to do it at your full initial starting body weight, right? So think of that some people, as they drop down in their weight, the exercise is actually easier for them. And that's what starts to make it fun. It's not fun necessarily to do some of those exercises when we're burdened by additional weight. So, but when we get into our resistance training program, we want to maximize the ability for our muscles to do the functions that they've been put on our body to do. And then level three is if we need to start enhancing or increasing the intensity, we get to do the high intensity interval training. There's some great examples in the Life Book 18, Elements 18, that covers what that looks like. 45 seconds of activity with 15 second rest intervals. It's about a 20 minute workout. It's fantastic. It just, boom, just get it in, get it done. So our next guest is Shirley Booth, who's jumping on. Oh, here are our poll results. Let's take a look at that first. So we have 27% of us right now who and getting ready to, because we're going to have an action plan at the end of this. So at the end, we're going to see if we can't move that percentage down a little bit and making sure that you're now jumping into either 15, 30 or 45 minutes. Look at pretty even all the way across, guys, 29% to 30 minutes or more. And then, of course, 45 minutes or more, 21%. So very, very interesting. So, all right, Shirley, come on board here. Let's talk about your experience with Element 18.
Well, hello. How's everyone doing tonight? Drop me a awesome if you're doing awesome. I hope you are all doing great tonight. Thank you so much for having me on tonight, Casey, and I'm so glad to be here and just sharing my story with you. And I'm just going to share that I do love burpees. It wasn't always the case, but now that I'm much lighter, I'm more agile, I have more flexibility, I definitely love burpees. And I know there will be a time that you will actually learn to love, hate burpees. But so a little bit about my story. I am an independent certified Optavia coach, and I've been a seasoned coach for about 8 years now. And I am a personal trainer, and I'm a coach for boot camp. So I know all about working out and things like that. And I love that Deborah actually teed me off pretty perfectly about, you know, I think a lot of people come to us as fitness professional with the thought of weight loss, right? Like that is the number one reason why most people come to us. It's not because they want to gain strength or they want to add muscle to their bodies. It's really because of weight loss. And what I have found is a lot of the clients that came in who opted not to do our program didn't get as much success as those who are doing exercising and nutrition at the same time. But I'm here because what I've found with our program, especially with Element 18, is that we can do any type of activity anywhere. And really the only equipment we need is our bodies. And thank you, Dr. A, for really honing that in on Element 18, that is the most important equipment that we need, our bodies, right? We can do anywhere. We can do it anywhere, anytime, wherever you are in the world. You don't need a gym. You don't need a trainer like me to help you with that. And he really goes through, what I love about this is we have all the tools on Element 18 to go through proper programming, right? So if you are on the 5-in-1, obviously you're already doing the neat activities. So non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So we're talking about 10,000 steps a day. But now as you move forward in your health journey and you start to think, okay, I am really ready for the next level of this. I just saw what is EAT. So EAT is exercise activity thermogenesis. And Element 18, you will find that on your Life Book, guys. And so as you move forward in your journey, as you're moving into more optimal health, you're going to add more activity because we want to make sure that our bodies are not only losing weight, but we're building more muscle, we're building more bone density. And that is really a very important part of our longevity, right? So if Deborah talked about ultra health. So that's where the EAT part of this whole journey comes in. And so if you guys open your Life Book on Element 18, and actually that starts on page 354, he walks us through every single thing that we need to take our health and fitness to the next level. We don't need a trainer, even though, you know, I know a lot of coaches are trainers. what I have loved about working with the Lifebook and our program, you guys, is I am able to take people who are not coming to the gym, anywhere from West Coast to East Coast, take their health to the next level with our nutrition plan, plus the Lifebook, and really walk them through the system, because everything is lined up for us. We have everything from, what do you do for resistance training, right? Like, so I don't know if Casey, do you have the slide for the training log?
I do not have the training log.
Okay. Nope. So the training log, you guys, you can find that on the Habits of Health or habitsofhealth.com. You can actually grab that as a sheet, and you can download it, and you can start writing that down where you're doing, you know, if you're ready for this next step, which is level two, where we're incorporating the EAT program plus resistance training, is you're doing 4 days, 5 days, sorry, 5 days of 30 minutes of walking. And this is not the NEAT. So NEAT is 10,000 steps a day. Yeah, thank you. Page 367. There it is. So you'll see on the NEAT system, we're walking. This is just non-exercise activities, right? On the right side of that, you will see there is deliberate 30 minutes of upper body strength training. And I love what Dr. A did here. He basically gives us or recommends 2 days of rest between the exercise, the resistance training program, to give our bodies enough time to recover from that metabolic state. What else here? Okay, so if we are looking at this chart, I love how he puts, we have 7 days. This is only 6 days, but he recommends 30 days of activity every day. And like I said, we don't need a trainer. You don't need me to be doing this, right? However, if you are on a level where you are past this, obviously you can and should reach out to a trainer, because there are other things that are advanced programs that they can recommend as well. So let's see here.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, Shirley, is just like knowing that there's a sound system. Yes. And even in later parts of Element 18, we'll talk about how to enhance or how to kind of beef up your program. Yes. So if you're going from the 8-4-8 count for your resistance training, how you can start to incorporate more repetitions, or how you can add... You got Coopers in the house. How we can incorporate more overall rounds of the number of exercises, but how you can kind of just juice up your workout a little bit if you're ready for more advanced techniques during that time. So, and getting it. Thanks, Shirley. That was perfect. Talking about the schedule. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the end here. But as we get into the cueing, this is something that becomes really important. So when you wake up in the morning, what's cueing? Or maybe it's not in the morning. Maybe it's the afternoon. But what cues you to do your workout for the day? Like, what, when you look at that schedule, sure, it's on your schedule, but do you have accountability through your health coach who's helping you out? Do you have maybe an alarm that goes off on your phone that says, hey, it's time for your workout? Maybe you're scheduled in actually on your calendar to get a workout in, right? So what's the cue? Maybe it's putting on your tennis shoes. Maybe it's just getting out of bed and tripping on your workout clothes, whatever it is, but there should be something there that kind of triggers the response for you to want to get into your exercise. And then what's your routine? And that's what Shirley was talking about. When you wake up and you know, you can't just say, oh, I think I'm going to work out today. But if you know I'm working out and I'm doing Dr. Anderson's upper body routine, 8-4-8 count, and it consists of these 6 exercises at this number of repetitions, then you know what you're doing and you don't have any guesswork. You can just jump right out of bed and just get going on it, right? So if you know it's a walking day, then you have your route probably already planned out. If you look outside, if it's raining, maybe it's on a treadmill that day, but you have a plan of action so that you can just jump in and start going. And I love on page 362, Dr. Anderson says, write down how you feel after you work out. And I can tell you, almost on every occasion, there's certain things I would rather be doing rather than working out. And I'm the fitness guy, right? So I'd rather be working out or not working out, but I know that when I get going, I'm going to love it. And I know that I'm going to reap the benefits. And in the middle of it, or even afterwards, I'm going, how could have I not done this today? Because of all the great things that will happen as a result of the exercise. But I tell you what, guys, no matter how long you've been doing this, it can sometimes feel like a little bit of a chore, because it's something that you're investing in for your overall health and well-being. So get up, write down, what do I love about the way I feel after I'm done working out? Because when you wake up, or whenever you decide that you're going to start your workout and you don't feel like working out, you can remind yourself of all the great things that you, the great ways that you feel after you're done. And then that will kind of condition you to you know, really want to take advantage of that workout time. And then lastly, what is your long-term investment for this? Like, what are the reasons why you're truly doing this? And for some people, it might be something like, maybe you're training for some kind of an event, the 5K or hiking a mountain, but it might be, how about if you want to pick up your grandchildren, put them on a swing, push them, and then be able to, you know, get back into from the park and drive home without having to take a nap. Like, something as simple as that, right? But it's important. It's hugely important. So, and maybe you want to do that into your 80s or 90s. Maybe your goal is to do that with your great-great-grandchildren. So think about the long-term investment and why you'd want to take advantage of some of those things. And then real quickly going over that schedule one more time, you know, we're really just looking at 4,000 additional steps per day for your EAT activity, for your EAT walking on those walking days. And that's just another 20,000 steps throughout the day when you put it all together over a five-day bout. And then, of course, your two upper body workouts spaced out evenly so that, you know, with enough time in between so your body can recover. All right, so let's talk about the action steps, guys. So, because we can't just do this and then not take any action. So visit answers.optavia.com for more resources. There's tons of stuff out there. Shirley talked about going to thehabitsofhealth.com, where all of the actual documenting sheets are on there. So you can download your EAT walking program. It's a fantastic tool. In fact, I would suggest everybody does that like now. Download the EAT walking schedule, put in the number of steps, and you can go into like your watch, go into like one of your, if you have a Fitbit or you have an Apple Watch, go into the app and you can look at the back week or the number of days and literally just write down in your chart the number of steps that you got. That'll be a huge eye opener for a lot of people, because you'll realize that on days that you know, we're not as active, we're not moving outside as much as we used to, we're not having to go to the grocery store, we're ordering food in, we got all these things that used to require at least a little additional activity, and now we're sometimes not even seeing that. So take a look at your steps, if you have some kind of device that's tracking that, and see where your steps have been popping up on a daily basis, and then you can start making improvements from that. But it's kind of fun to track, and it'll kind of let you know exactly where you are in regards to this. And then share that healthy motion plan with your coach, because they're the ones that are going to help keep you accountable to this. And just knowing that somebody else knows your goal is a powerful tool by itself. So jump into that. So what actions are you going to take? Go ahead and put it in the chat. Let's see what we got going on, guys. Pop it up into the chat. What action steps are you moving forward on right now because of Element 18? You're ready for it. You guys are ready for it. Doing 10,000 steps 7 days a week. I love that, Karen. Nice work. Start walking. Excellent. Water exercises. Yeah, if you have joint pain or inflammation and you want to exercise in the water is fantastic. We got push-ups going on, going out, getting some new shoes. Got to look good. Got to match the shoes with the workout attire to get the best workout possible. That's not true, but some people think it is. But you don't need a whole lot of stuff. And I love what Shirley really hit that home is, you know what, you need some shoes and you need like a comfortable pair of clothing. You can even walk in your jeans if you have to. So start walking. I love it, guys. I love it. Absolutely love it. So those are your action steps. But remember, you're not done. You have to text that over to your coach and let them know that you're starting a new activity. So guys, if you would, please take a moment and just comment below or when the poll pops up, what did you enjoy about this community time? Did it offer you some value? Did it give you some help and some support in an area that maybe you needed a little bit more encouragement on? And how can we improve? Because we're always looking to improve. We want to give you the best value for your time, guys. We really appreciate the fact that you joined us tonight. and that you're able to come on and talk about this important topic and see how it can move you forward. And if you're working with other people already, how it can move them forward. So, and just so you guys are in the loop on everything from our texting campaign and how to stay really in tune with all the stuff that's going on, make sure you text OptaVia 30 to 990-00. And you will get the text messages that come across that will remind you of the different calls that are coming up and the different Zoom offerings, as well as all of them are recorded. If you take a look over at the YouTube page, all of them are recorded in there. And as well as if you go to habitsofhealth.com, you can go into a link that'll take you into the YouTube page that will go over, it's a private little page on YouTube that will go over a lot of the exercises that are actually recommended in the exercise program of Element 18. So make sure you just access all of these tools and use them to your advantage. All right? All right, guys. So, hey, join us next week, and we're going to be talking about ordering out tips. And Vonda and Ian Livingston will be coming on. They'll be discussing how to really get good at ordering out, because you should be able to go out and do the things you want to do, and we'll show you how to do that and still hit your goals and accomplish the results that you want for your health and well-being.
At OptaVia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The prior audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OptaVia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope those stories inspire you to continue your journey with or to consider joining OptaVia. But please note that they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the U.S. or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with OptaVia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earning representations of some independent OptaVia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OptaVia is derived from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. OptaVia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to OptaVia coaches in the U.S., Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent OptaVia coaches operating in the U.S., please see the OptaVia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of U.S. coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent OptaVia coaches operating in the U.S. under the U.S. Compensation Plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.